Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And 10 until 2, it's Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes. And right now, we're going to check in with United States Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Well, we almost had a thematic day. We tended earlier to talk to General John Pippy. I'm sure you have known him at some point, right?
I sure do. I know. I'm a big admirer.
And we talked to Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Geisinger, whose battalion recruiting and headed back to the Pentagon. Now, let's see who else. While we have you, the Army is getting ready to celebrate 250 years in the first branch of service, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Well, I'm excited about that celebration, and it comes at a time where they just nailed the recruiting numbers, which has been a big worry of mine, where, you know, we just haven't had young people. It's an all-voluntary Army. We haven't had young people being willing to step up in the way they had or be able to make the standards. And we've had record recruiting, and I think it's just great for our country. And for me, my service at West Point and the Army, that 9 years really changed my life and gave me a sense of America that and a love for America that I think we want to share with as many of our kids as we can.
And for those that don't know, a recipient of the Bronze Star, 82nd Airborne, and many might not know, we could technically call you doctor, too, though you got your PhD from Princeton. Other than that, pretty impressive resume, but we do appreciate your military service first and foremost, so thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, that said, what a big day on Friday for this region. You know, Senator, as well as anybody, how critical this partnership with U.S. Steel and Nippon is for the Mon Valley in particular, but all of us in southwestern Pennsylvania. Are you confident that it's going to get through and we'll start seeing progress soon?
I am. Yeah, I am. I am confident, and I'm really excited about it. I'm really grateful that the president gave it his support, which is the key thing. You know, I had said during the campaign that the first meeting I was going to have, I had reservations about it myself. And I said the first meeting I'm going to do after I win the campaign is to sit down with the three locals, the steel workers. I had met a bunch of them at the rallies. And, it just became clear that this was such a huge opportunity for the region, obviously to protect the 10,000 jobs, it's about 4,000 steel workers and all the related jobs. But it was also a huge opportunity for new job creation because what Nippon was putting forward was the idea of investing $14 billion in new facilities, including $2.4 billion in the Mon Valley. So that's another 10-plus thousand jobs building a new arc furnace. And, this is incredibly exciting. And the president, I talked to him about it when he was in Philadelphia for the National Wrestling Championships, and he was very concerned about it. And what happened since then was the deal just got much, much better, where Nippon made a commitment to, as I said, $14 billion of new investment. But on top of that, the control, how the deal works is essentially the U.S. Steel headquarters remain in Pittsburgh. The leadership team will be American. The board will be a majority American. And the government will have a control of some of the key board members to make sure that U.S. interests are protected. And so what I could say to the president and mean it in my heart is this is great for America, great for the U.S. steel industry. It's great for our national security. And then the most important thing for him, I think, is this is part of delivering for those folks who voted for you and voted for me, Mr. President. These are the guys that we saw in Latrobe and Pittsburgh. These are the guys we saw at Butler. These are the people that put us both there, and we need to deliver. So he's excited about it, and so am I.
And I can tell you, talking to the mayors of the Mon Valley, they were ecstatic, and understandably so, because it means generational opportunities. Because the alternative was there was good possibility that those mills would close at some point in the future if this didn't happen.
No doubt about it. You know, and the guys, the steelworkers will tell you that. They'll say, listen, without this, the Mon Valley, it was only a matter of time. You know, but the key thing for me, Larry, and I wrote this up and put it in an op-ed in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette last week. You know, this is a huge deal, but I hope and pray, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it's true, that this is just the beginning of all sorts of new investment. There's an opportunity to have an additional mill that Nippon has said they're going to build somewhere in the United States. And hopefully Pittsburgh could get a second in addition to the $2.4 billion, an additional $4 billion of investment. There's huge opportunity with energy. The Trump agenda on energy dominance offers huge opportunity for southwestern Pennsylvania. These huge data centers create thousands of great-paying jobs. The defense industry, we're going to plus up the defense budget. And Pittsburgh Robotics, Pittsburgh Artificial Intelligence, Johnstown, the defense industry there. So I am hoping and praying and going to do everything I can to make sure that this is a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Renaissance for all of Pennsylvania. And so we got to celebrate this and make the most of it. But man, this is just one of many great things we can do for our region.
We're with United States Senator Dave McCormick, and, you know, Marty pointed out to me that you could have basked in the limelight Friday, but you went to your daughter's graduation. So as a dad, that's pretty cool.
Oh, man, this was my I couldn't imagine having missed it. Marty said you made a great choice. I said, man, that's no choice.
Right.
This is my sixth daughter. I got six, 24 to 18. And this is the caboose. She's a senior in high school. Just finishing, and she's headed to University of North Carolina. We're so proud of her, and I loved being there with all my kids, and my mom and dad came, which was a blessing. So we had a great day, and I saw some of the clips of the rally, and President Trump, you know, you could see him with the energy in the room, and there was lots of public officials there. By the way, I feel like I played a role in this, but Kim Ward was a huge leader of this effort. As you said, the mayors, local mayors did a lot. Dan Muser, you know, was a real leader on this, even though he's not from this part of the state. You know, Mike Kelly. So there's lots, and the business community, the locals, the unions. I mean, there's a lot of people who deserve a lot of credit for this decision. And, you know, the key point I want to make is we need this coalition. This is not a traditional Republican-Democrat thing. It's a coalition of business leaders and labor, public officials, Republicans. I hope more and more Democrats. Senator Fetterman, who I saw last night, came out in support of this, as you probably saw. You know, we need to cut across all the political nonsense and build a coalition to make great things happen for our region. And I'm going to try to do that. As I said during the campaign, I'll work with anyone I can find who wants to make Pennsylvania all it can be. And those don't necessarily come just with Republican stripes on. It could be anybody.
I think a lot of people appreciate the extension of an olive branch. And Senator, before you go, you've got a big vote coming up on a budget. A little surprised that Elon Musk came out so hard against it. When do you think this will come to a vote, and do you think there'll be some changes made before the Senate decides?
Yeah, you know, I'm new. I'm a new guy around town here, so I know the majority leader has said by July 4th he wants a vote on it. I'm hopeful he's right, but you know, the bottom line is we've got to get this done. And the most important thing to take away from this, Larry, is if we didn't pass this bill, it would be the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, increase in the history of our country, if we didn't pass the bill. So what's happening here is if we didn't move forward on this, a family that makes $50,000 a year would have an increase in their taxes by $2,500. So that's the first thing it accomplishes. The second thing it accomplishes is delivering on President Trump's promise of securing the border. There's more money in there for Border Patrol, for technology on the border to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal immigrants. And then the third thing I mentioned earlier is it plusses up our defense because it's a dangerous world, and our defense capability has withered under the President Biden's administration. So we need new spending there. The big question right now is how to do all that in a way that also bends the curve, because our spending's out of control. And we got a $37 trillion debt. And that's one of the points that Elon Musk is criticizing. And my view is this. The House came out with a proposal on this to reduce $1.5 trillion of spending. I think that was a good start, but there's more we need to do. And I'm hoping that the Senate will be able to make improvements on that bill to make it more fiscally conservative and deliver on all the things we need, but also show the American people we can begin to make real headway on the cost. And only in Washington, but you know, I get down here, I learn when we talk about reducing the budget, in many ways these programs are spiraling out of control, and all you're doing is slowing the growth of these programs so they don't bankrupt future generations. And that's the case with Medicaid in particular. That's the big controversial question right now. And my view is we can do two things at the same time. We can protect vulnerable people, the disabled, children, women that the program's designed for. That's the goal. And also put some policies in place that make sure that working age men without dependents actually have to work or volunteer to be eligible for Medicaid benefits. We can make sure that illegal immigrants who were never supposed to be beneficiaries of the program of Medicaid don't get those benefits. That's the only way we're going to get it under control. So we got some tough choices, but I'm hopeful and optimistic, and I think we can deliver on the president's agenda, but also be a little more tough-minded on cost.
Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. United States Senator Dave McCormick. You heard it here on the Big K Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.